Sun, please. About 6 minutes away from 6 o'clock, the most controversial measure in this afternoon's budget has got to be a new blended sales tax. As of this summer, Ottawa's 5% GST and Ontario's 8% provincial sales tax will be harmonized into one catch-all 13% tax. That might sound fairly simple, but it's bound to cause extra hardship for many families. That's because many of the items you currently pay only the GST on will, in future, be subject to that full 13% tax. But there was some relief from the new higher tax in today's budget. Some items will remain exempt from the additional 8% fee. Joining me now to explain how this all works and how it will affect your daily life or not is Jamie Gollenbeck. He is the Managing Director of Tax Planning at the CIBC. He also writes a personal tax column for CanWest Newspapers. He's with me in studio. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Very basically, the question that people want to know is, are they going to be paying more tax?
Well, I think it all depends on their personal situation, because in addition to the taxes that will be new, on things like services, things like haircuts that we didn't previously have tax on, there also is going to be introduction of some rebates as well. So if you're a lower middle income family, there will be some rebates. So the question is, will the rebates sort of offset the additional tax that you're paying? So it depends on someone's personal spending habits.
Now, you mentioned haircuts. What are the things that people are going to be paying more tax on?
Well, currently right now in Ontario, we have a 5% GST and we have an 8% provincial sales tax. Generally speaking, the provincial sales tax applies basically on goods, and services are generally exempt. So, you know, things like haircuts, things like dry cleaning, while you do pay the GST on that, you don't pay the provincial sales tax.
Right.
So it's not a service tax. When the tax gets harmonized at the rate of 13%, we'll have a bunch of additional things that would be subject now to the higher 8% higher rate. So you'd pay 13% total.
Now, there are going to be exemptions for certain products as well.
Yeah, there are certain exemptions that they've announced, and specifically they've announced that things like books, children's clothing and footwear, children's car seats and booster seats, diapers, and feminine hygiene products, those will all be exempt from the PST portion.
There is going to be, and this is very controversial, a rebate, $1,000 spread up in three checks for families who earn less than $160,000 annually. How far do you think that's going to go in terms of helping people kind of come to terms with this new tax?
Yeah, I think it will help. I mean, it all depends on how much someone actually spends and how much they spend on things that previously weren't subject to the 8% tax. So, for example, someone making under 100, a couple making under $160,000, you know, getting, $1,000 total of, this is what we call transitional relief,
yeah.
Would be, depending on how much they spend, again, on taxable services, may actually be better off, at least in the short term. But in addition to that, there's also going to be sales tax rebates that will be continuing even beyond the transitional period. So there may be some additional break of a couple hundred bucks per year after that.
We heard whispers of this harmonized tax in the days leading up to the budget. And one of the things that people were pointing out was that this could affect housing prices. How is this going to affect housing prices?
Yeah, well, specifically, I mean, it certainly won't apply to, resale homes. So, it really only potentially apply to new housing.
Right.
So new housing right now, what happens is when people build a house, the builder builds a house, the cost of some of the supplies, the physical supplies, are currently subject to the 8%. That won't apply anymore. So what's going to happen is there will be this harmonized tax applied to the cost of new housing. So what the government is proposing to do is give a rebate. It's not a complete rebate, but a partial rebate if you purchase a new house that has a value of under $400,000, and there's a traditional, there's a transitional rebate that's slightly reduced between $400,000 and $500,000. So, if you are buying a new home that's over $500,000, you're going to end up paying more tax.
Do we just have about 30 seconds left? Very basically, is this a good idea to harmonize this tax?
Well, again, I think ultimately what it should do, based on research that was done sort of in eastern Canada after the Atlantic provinces harmonized, an important study done by the C.D. Howe Institute, shows that on the whole, prices generally come down. And the reason for that is that businesses no longer pay the provincial portion on
right.
their inputs, and therefore they can theoretically pass on some of that price decreases to consumers.
We'll wait and see whether that comes to pass here in Ontario. Jamie, appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Jamie Gollenbeck is a Managing Director of Tax Planning at CIBC, also writes a personal tax column for newspapers in the CanWest umbrella. Jim.